Did you ever buy anything sight unseen?
If you did, you probably got stung. But not on
People Are Funny. Yes, Ron Goodell's production of People Are Funny, brought to you by NBC Radio, repeating the best shows of the past season. And now, here is America's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter.
You know, tonight what we're going to prove on People Are Funny, among other things, that people will do anything for a bargain. And I'm no exception. Look at this gadget I've got here. Isn't that a honey? Look at that. It cost 88 cents at a bargain sale, marked down from $4.50. I haven't the faintest idea what it is, but at 88 cents, you can't afford to overlook it. It's a bargain. And tonight, we've picked a man out of our audience, a volunteer out there, who's going to help us prove that people are funny about bargains. So let's meet him and bring him out. Come on out, sir. Right over here. Thank you very much. Your name is?
Wayne Hutchison.
Mr. Hutchison, you are dressed in a rather odd fashion to come to a People Are Funny show, aren't you?
Well, this is what we wear down at the beach, and it's sort of a...
Oh, I see. It's a kind of a beachcomber-like outfit, huh? Turn around. Let him see the holes. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, we dressed this man up after we picked him out of the audience. He came here in a dark suit and looked very presentable, and we gave him a bunch of kind of adventurous-looking clothes out at the elbows. Because when you volunteered, didn't I ask for a man who liked adventure?
That's correct.
Well, now, how do you go about searching for adventure?
Well, I go look for it.
What do you do as a hobby?
I do surfing, skin diving, generally around the beach.
And... In your skin diving activities, do you use a mask and lung, or do you...
Yes. Huh? Mask, lung, and fins.
Yeah. How far down do you dive?
Well, I've been down 160 feet.
160 feet with just a mask and lungs, huh? Mm-hmm. What's the biggest fish that you've ever speared?
Well, I've never got a fish.
What do you do when you get down 160 feet?
Mostly go for lobster and abalone.
Ah, do you have to wear big heavy gloves for the lobster?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're a single man.
Yes.
Uh-huh. How old?
31.
31. Your first name again?
Wayne.
Wayne. This may seem a rather personal question, but have you ever been in jail?
Yes.
You have? What did you do in jail?
Well, I was a guest of the city, just temporarily.
What had you done?
It was a mix-up, a mistake.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Because...
So am I.
The reason I was so startled is that we have an interesting stunt, and you may be back in again. Only this time there'll be no mistake. Actually, this is what we are going to do. It's a kind of a risky stunt, but I don't think so. We want to find out if the average American, who is basically a pretty honest person, will go for a real good bargain, which is also what the average American goes for, if he suspects that the bargain is such a good bargain, it might be stolen goods. You got that? I'll show you how it works. Bring out the set, will you? This is a Stromberg Carlson brand new portable radio. It's worth about $40 in cash. Now, you're going to be driven out to a nearby neighborhood and pick out any house or apartment house that you want. You're going to go around and offer this for sale for $2. Now, you can't say you're from People Are Funny. You can make up any argument you want as to why you're selling it for $2. Can you think of an argument?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, like I might be broke or out of gas or stuck and I need $2 to... But I don't think I'd try to sell it. I might try to sort of pawn it.
No, you got to sell it. You can't
sell it.
$40 portable for $2. It's a real bargain, isn't it?
I'm liable to go to jail again.
Yeah, you're liable to go to jail again. That's just the start, of course. We have other loot. Irv, would you bring out the gunny sack? You're going to be loaded tonight. You're going to carry a gunny sack. And here's a Westinghouse toaster. And here's Arpège perfume by Lanvin. Here's a 35-millimeter realist camera, also brand new. And here is a beautiful... Let's unwrap this, please, Irv. A beautiful Lucien Picard wristwatch. Brand new. Now, everything is new, which is going to make it harder to sell. Put it all back in there. And it's in a gunny sack. And I want you... of course, you're dressed beautifully for this kind of a job. I'll bet there'll be a phone call to the police department by the first place he goes to. Put it right back in there. You take the gunny sack. Now, if you can sell just three of those five items, at three different places, one at a time, see, three, all told, for $2, $3, $4, no higher than $4, and come back here, having sold the three of them, not given them away or not pawned them, I'm going to give you a beautiful television set. Now, one other thing. If somebody refuses to buy, and absolutely, you know, just gets irate about the whole idea, bring them back. We want to see what kind of an honest citizen will come back and tell us what they think at that particular time. Will you do that?
Yes,
all right. Now, good luck. And don't forget, we have influence. If something goes wrong on this stunt, we'll have you out of jail by Christmas. Say goodbye to him, audience. There he goes. This stunt is absolutely on the level. He'll be driven out and left in a residential district in Hollywood all on his own. And you know what? I think if he sells that stuff to householders, we can stop worrying about juvenile delinquents and begin worrying, concentrating on us older folks. Before we went on the air tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we picked a volunteer out of our studio audience who said that he had a very persuasive manner and a very persuasive voice. In fact, we gave him a test, and the audience here selected him over two other volunteers because he really was a very glib man with an argument. Well, we have him backstage now, and this is the idea of the stunt. I'm going to have him make a telephone call to one of the busiest men in Southern California, a man who gets all kinds of crank calls and who may or may not be patient with this one. Now, our volunteer doesn't know who he's going to call and won't know until I tell him right on the spot. And we'll see if he can engage this busy man in conversation and keep him from hanging up. We're going to call the desk sergeant at the Maine police station. Let him try to figure out what to talk about to keep that fellow on the phone. All right, boys, let's get him out of the soundproof room and bring him in, and we'll find out what happens. His name is Mr. Gil Hertzberg. And Mr. Hertzberg, you with us? How do you do, sir? Now, you're a salesman, aren't you, Gil?
Yes, sir.
That's what you said when you volunteered. What do you sell?
Check protectors.
What?
Check protecting equipment.
Oh, and you live here?
I'm traveling through here right now. We intend to make this our permanent home.
Where do you live up to now?
Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio.
Uh-huh. And a traveling salesman has to be a pretty fast man with a tongue, doesn't he?
Sometimes,
talking
yes.
his way in and out of things.
That's correct.
Been a salesman all your life?
No.
What'd you do before this?
Had a grocery store.
Uh-huh. Now, what we're going to do is very simple. We're going to have you make a telephone call, and if you can engage the man on the other end of the line and keep him talking to you from hanging up, I'm going to give you $1 a second.
I see.
For every second you can keep him talking. You can't talk all the time, you know. You got to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 2 minutes. And if you can do it up to 2 minutes, your wife will get a $500 strand of Duchess pearls. In addition to the $120 that you get. So, let's see, we need a telephone, and in Hollywood, you can always get a phone somewhere. See this magazine rack? Would you lift up the top there? Phone, please. Thank you. Just hold it right there. Now, I'll tell you what number to dial. That was from our hired hand there. Dial 116. I'll tell you when your time starts.
Hey, operator, may I help you, please?
I'd like the desk sergeant of the police department, please, immediately.
All right, I'll connect you with the police, sir.
When he answers, you start. Bring the clock out.
What phone number are you speaking from, please?
Hollywood 2, 0733.
Thank you.
Not yet. Time doesn't start yet, boys.
Hello, is this the desk sergeant of the police department?
Now.
Yes, yes.
I'd like to report something about a missing dog.
Yeah?
The dog was lost somewhere in the vicinity of Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah?
And I'd like to give you the color of him.
Well, let me transfer you to Hollywood desk.
Oh, but just a moment. Wait. I want to speak to you on this because they told me to talk to you at the desk sergeant.
Well, I want to transfer you to Hollywood desk sergeant.
No, the Hollywood desk sergeant, where are you at?
I'm downtown.
Downtown?
Yeah.
Well, I'm calling from downtown now. Can I come up and speak to you on it?
Yeah.
Well, where are you located at exactly?
In North Los Angeles.
What was that again, please?
150.
One fifty Los Angeles. Any certain floor?
Right in the front door, sir, and then turn to your right.
Front door and turn to the right. And whom should I ask for when I get up there?
50 seconds.
One of the boys there at the desk.
One of the boys? Well, I'd like to know who I'm speaking to, please. Officer?
Yeah. I'd like to know who I'm speaking to, please.
1 minute.
This is number 16.
One
officer number 16.
1 minute to go.
Just a moment, please. Also, I'd like to report that the dog was lost. It was stolen from our car. Do I speak to you on that also?
You speak to him at the desk on that, sir.
Oh, I speak to the desk, and I give him the description. I don't have my registration with me right now.
40 seconds to go.
What? Am I recording this?
Yeah.
I'm not recording this.
You've got a bug on your line, then.
I've got a bug on my line? What do you mean by a bug?
I mean, this is being recorded.
Oh, you... Being recorded?
Yeah.
Well, I'm calling...
20 seconds to go.
Private station. I'm in a public station here. I don't know anything about a bug. Maybe they have a bug on your line, the police department line.
This conversation is being recorded.
This conversation is being recorded? Well, I'm not recording it at all.
5 seconds.
What would they want to know anything about me?
Well, I don't know.
Time's
up. Bye, goodbye.
I'm shaking like a leaf. What'd you say?
I'm shaking like a leaf.
If everybody's real quiet, we can hear the siren in a moment. They'll be coming to get you. Well, I must say that the desk sergeant was very polite and pretty sharp to hear that beeper on the wire, wasn't he? Well, you did a good job. And so you get your $120 in cash, and your wife gets a beautiful string of Duchess pearls for a special present from you. You're a good man on a phone, boy.
Thank you very much.
You did it. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Let me have the pearls, boys.
At long last, there's a smoother taste in smoking. It's the Viceroy taste.
Smoother, smoother, smoother Viceroy.
Smoother taste, cause Viceroy has twice as many filters as the other two leading filter cigarettes.
Yes, smoother taste because of twice as many filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder millions are changing their smoking habits, changing to smoother Viceroys. It's the smoke that's never rough. For only Viceroy gives you 20,000 tiny filters in every tip, made from pure cellulose. Soft, snow white, natural. That's twice as many filters as the other two largest selling filter brands. That's why Viceroy is never rough. Never, no, never rough. It's the smoother taste in smoking.
A smoother taste, cause Viceroy has twice as many filters as the other two leading filter cigarettes.
Smoke smoother, Viceroy.
Seems like week after week goes by and we just can't give away our $10,000 in cash. Because as you regular viewers and listeners to People Are Funny know, this is the time we play our anagram game. We pick a contestant out of the audience who, if possible, is somebody who has never won a prize before in his life. We get him up here and we play a game. Now, we have a young lady we selected just before we went on the air who knows nothing about her stunt, what she's going to do, or what's going to happen. So let's bring her on and see her expression of surprise when she sees $10,000 in cash right here. Hello. Would you like to join me out here in the spotlight?
Sure.
Who are you?
I'm Doris Miller.
Where are you from, Doris?
Czechoslovakia.
Which part?
Moravia.
Moravia, Czechoslovakia.
Yes.
And don't you have to kind of escape from that place these days, or can you just leave and come and go?
Well, I kind of did.
You did escape? How long have you been in this country?
3 years.
Uh-huh. Are you married?
No.
What do you do?
I'm a bookkeeper.
How did you get out of Czechoslovakia?
Oh, that's a long story.
Well, it's a long way.
Well, I had to cross the border illegally.
Illegally?
Yes, 1945, right after the war.
Did you go under the barbed wire, or did you go...
Something like this, yes.
Really, by yourself?
No, I was with somebody else then.
Uh-huh. And your family is still in Czechoslovakia?
Some, yes.
You ever hear from them?
No, we are afraid to... for certain reasons, to be in connection with them.
Yes. Well, now, Doris, you got to talk up, or you and I aren't going to hear each other at all. Because I snuck in here from Canada a few years ago, so you see we're a couple of foreigners facing the world together. How old are you, Doris?
28.
Uh-huh. And still single. And very
yes.
Cute.
Thank you.
And have you ever won anything in your life in
Never.
The way of money?
Anything.
Not well, you won your freedom, and you won your way to the United States, which are the biggest prizes in the world. And right now, we're going to add to that by giving you a chance to win $10,000 in cash in that big wheelbarrow. Doesn't that look like something?
Oh, wonderful.
What would you do if you had 10,000?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
It's almost too much to think about.
Yes.
Now, Doris, here's the way we play the game. If you'll turn around and look here, you'll see a number of letters, M-S-T-A-E. Now, these letters are all stuck in movable little stands. And the idea is that you move these around, and by manipulating them, you can make a word. Now, you can actually make five different words with this, at least, that we know about. And behind each of these letters, there is either a one or a zero. There are four zeros and a one. See, if you lift that up, you'd know. Now, if you get a word where the letter one, the letter with the one behind it's in front, you got $10,000 because the rest is zeros. If the word you make has the letter with the one behind it in second place, you get $1,000, $100, $10, or $1. Now, come a little closer, Doris. There are two words tonight, two words out of the five that make $10,000. And I'll give you this clue. You can't have one without doing the other. I don't know whether that means anything to you, but you think of some words, move them around, and you... Oh, it must be an English word. No Czechoslovakian words. All right, just move right in, and... You have M-S-T-A-E, and two words are worth $10,000 in cash. Well, make a word, Doris, and we'll see if you want to keep that word. You can't think of a word? Well, I can't help you, because if I give you one single hint, it would either be towards a word that would be $10,000 or away from it. One or the other. And I don't want to tout you off $10,000, and I don't want to be accused of giving you the $10,000 without you doing it. So make up a word with those letters. Can you do it? All right, let's just start. Just move them right around any way you want. T-E-A-M-S. Well, that's a word. That's a word. Now, there are other words. Do you want to stick with this word? Is this the word you're going to hold to? What? No, you can make... You just make one word, and that's the word, but you can change this if you want to, or you can stick with it. Come right up here, honey child, so we can see you. You're backing up into the shadows. It's a hard decision to make. You have other ways of making the word, or you can leave it the way it is. If you can't think of English words, can you think of other English words? Or you can leave it this way. Now remember the clue I gave you. You can't have one without doing the other. Satisfied? Time's up? She's satisfied. This is the word. She's selected. Would you come over here now, Doris? And I will go over there. If the one is in back of this S, you have won $1. If it's in back of the M, you have won $10. Let's jump up to the $1,000 one, shall we? If it's in back of here, you've won $1,000. You have won either $10,000 or $100. Doris, which one do you want me to undo next? Doesn't make any difference because one will tell you the story. We'll take this one. Right, Doris, you have won $10,000. Well, you see, we send a lot of our money abroad for foreign aid. Occasionally, they come here to get it. It just saves us a little extra time and trouble. Now, Doris, you have $10,000 in cash, some of which you will owe to Uncle Sam. But what do you think you'd like to do now that you have the money?
I would like to visit my mother.
And where is she?
In Germany, close to Munich.
Close to Munich. Well, with $10,000, you can fly to Munich and see your mother and perhaps find out about some of your other relatives back to the Iron Curtain and what's happened to them. Doris, isn't that a wonderful present?
Yes, sure is.
That's the nicest present you've ever had. Well, Doris, it's all yours, and we'll just leave you here to play with the silver while we go away. Goodbye and good luck.
Thank you.
This is the time of the year when pedestrian traffic fatalities are very likely to increase because of earlier hours of darkness and unexpected bad weather, which catches both drivers and pedestrians unprepared. Please keep these factors in mind. Always walk lawfully, carefully, and safely.
A little while ago, we sent a young single fellow out of the audience, got him up here and dressed him up in an old outfit, sent him out on the street with a gunny sack full of hot merchandise. Well, it looked hot. Was brand new, it was good merchandise, worth anywhere from $25 to $100. And we told him to go from door to door trying to sell it for under $3 to see whether or not people would be suspicious of too good a bargain. So let's find out what happened to him and if anybody turned him away or turned him in. Here he comes back, Mr. Weaver, wasn't it? Hutchinson, Mr. Hutchinson. Glad to meet you again, sir. Mr. Hutchinson, here is your gunny sack, and apparently it's still got some things in it. So let's find out what happened to you at the first place you went to, which was in a residential neighborhood.
Well, a lady came to the door, and a little dog kept trying to get out to bite me. And so I sort of told her that I had run out of gas in the neighborhood and that I'd won these things in a raffle, and did she want to buy a radio for $2?
Now, this was a $40 radio.
Well, I didn't know how much it cost, so I... So she said, no, we already have a radio. And I said, well, this is a portable radio. She said, we have one of those two. Bang went the door.
She wouldn't listen. Was she hostile?
Well, she wasn't very friendly.
Yeah. She look at you suspiciously?
Well, it was kind of dark in there. I couldn't really tell.
Yeah. All right, then where'd you go next?
Well, I went to the next house down the street and knocked on the door, and the man came to the door and looked through a little peek hole.
Yeah?
And he said, what do you want? And I said, well, I went through the little talk. I had sort of figured out about running out of gas, and I have a toaster. And he said, what kind? So I thought maybe I had a little business there. And I said, Westinghouse toaster. And so he said, does it work? And I said, I don't know. Plug it in and see. So he opened the door and took it. And they left the door open, and there were more dogs trying to get at me. And he was gone quite a while. And pretty soon he came back with this piece of toast, and he said, it works. And he gave me the $2, and I left.
So he bought the toaster, but he tested it out, huh?
Yeah, he tested it.
We'll take the $2. All right, now.
Then I went down the street to the next house.
You had to sell three things to win the prize.
Yeah, I was shooting 50% by then. I figured I was going to do all right. I went to the next house, and a big fella came to the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good size. And I said, well, I still had this little portable radio I was trying to get rid of, and he said they had two or three portable radios. And then I said something about Arpège cologne. And he sort of looked, I guess he was looking at his wife, I don't know, he was looking at something, and then he said, no, thank you, and shut the door. And then I went to several other houses. I went to 10 houses altogether, and mostly that was the answer. I got along.
Nobody would buy anything.
No, they just...
the camera?
Yeah,
anything.
Nothing. I most people wouldn't even talk to me, and one person said, isn't you a little early for trick or treat, you know?
Well, I want a general statement from you as to whether or not people were suspicious of the bargains being too big. Were they suspicious of you, or just kind of generally hostile?
Well, I think they were just sort of... I think they were all a little bit leery, actually.
Bargains were too good.
Well, you know, they were brand new, and for a couple of dollars, things just didn't look right to them, I think.
And even though you told them it was a raffle, they didn't believe you.
Yeah, I don't think I was very convincing.
Yeah. Now, we asked you if you would bring back somebody who seemed more suspicious than the rest, or somebody who wouldn't buy. Were you successful?
Yes, I was.
Let's meet one of these householders and see what his reaction is. Would you come out? It's a man. How do you do, sir?
How do you do, sir?
What's your name?
Hal Fiffner.
What do you do, Mr. Fiffner?
I'm in the trucking business, Hal's Truck Service.
Good for you. Married?
Yes.
You were at home tonight?
I was at home
eating
with
dinner
my wife.
Or something?
Just finished dinner, reading.
Now, when he came to the door, I'd like to know what your reactions were. Here you were, not involved in this stunt in any way, shape, or form. What'd you think?
Well, a little bit bigger shoulders, but I was very skeptical at the time.
You were. You didn't think that this was... did you think that the stuff was stolen?
I did, and I figured I would be an accessory to the crime if I purchased.
An accessory to the crime, huh?
Yes.
In other words, you were taking no chance on such a good bargain.
That's right. He had a good bargain. I'll admit that. It was a terrific bargain. $2 for the... Do you have it there, by the way?
What'd you offer him? Do you remember? What was it?
This family-sized bottle of Arpège.
This Arpège perfume.
The first thing was... He had one before that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't take anything.
No, I wouldn't. And incidentally, when my wife heard Arpège, I looked back in the door and she says, Arpège? And I says, no, I buy her Arpège. Legitimate.
Oh, legitimate.
Legitimate.
Well, now this man has got a good, look, honest-looking face.
That's right.
But you don't believe this.
No, I'd sooner have the sales slip signed. Paid.
Well, I think that you represent, and I think everybody's interested in finding out, that you represent the average American who will not take a chance on any underhanded activities. And you keep reminding me of something. You're not Arthur Godfrey's brother, are you?
No, I'm just a hard-working man.
Oh, a hard-working fella. You look
small,
a little...
Small businessman.
Small businessman. Well, you're a good citizen, which is very important, and you proved it tonight, and we asked him to bring back a representative good citizen to prove that everybody isn't looking for a bargain at any cost, no matter what they may think of the background of the bargain. So, Mr. Hutchins, is it?
Fifner.
Oh.
You didn't tell me you had all these people here. Look at them.
Yeah, they're... Or are you just noticing the audience?
I was watching.
This is the first time I even saw you out there. In a minute, he'll be running for office. Let's get him off. Mr. Fifner, we have for you as a nice consolation prize at no cost whatsoever, a beautiful Bell & Howell motion picture camera. And a projector. And everything you need for home movies. What do you think of that?
Terrific.
This is People Are Funny. You'll remember us, won't you?
I sure will.
Mr. Fifner, go Forfner. And now, Mr. Hutchinson. Aren't you surprised? You thought it would be easy to sell three items?
Yes, I am.
It's mighty tough to sell them under suspicious circumstances. In fact, the odds were stacked so heavily against you that we don't think it was a fair contest. You against the average American public. So, we're going to give you the prize of a Stromberg Carlson television set. There's nothing finer than a Stromberg Carlson. Thank you very much, and goodbye, and good luck. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, on People Are Funny... Some unsuspecting person may win $1,000 in cash just for paying me a quick visit. You know what I mean? You will next week. Good night, everybody.
This program was transcribed from Hollywood.